Shouts out to Metro. What up, what up, what up, Chief? Hit me up, man. Always good speaking with you.
M-E-T-R-O.
Pressure in the building.
With the hoodie on.
You.
Give me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure.
You.
I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure.
What up? What up? What up? What up? Happy hump day. Happy hump day. Happy hump day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show, man. Bring your own vibe. Your boy Pressure in the building. And what I did not calculate last week was Miss Natasha is going to be out today because she is self-quarantined. So she'll be back next week. We've pushed back our guest Tiffany to the following week. So next Wednesday, we'll bring our median on, Tiffany, and we'll talk a little bit more about energies and healing. But in the meantime, in between time, we got my boy over here to my right, my boy JB. What's up, Chief?
What's good?
I'm cooling, man. I'm cooling. JB, as you know, has been holding us down for a while now, man, doing all our electronics in the back, behind the scenes, getting all our microphones right, making sure all the technical stuff is all there where it needs to be, when it needs to be. If you have a need like that, hit my boy JB up. More than happy to help you because he does stuff like this all the time.
Just trying to make it happen, Captain.
Nah,
you
man,
know what
listen,
I'm saying?
Man, listen. If you on my team, there's a usage for you. You know, you're multifaceted. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I knew you were going to be behind there. You had your own show for a while. You know, you took a hiatus. You came back there. Yeah. And now you're over here with me, you know, helping me out. So I much appreciate it, you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, partner.
Nah, man. Yes, you know how we do it. All good, man. So we're off and running, man. Cranking comedy all day right now, May 27th. It is not this Thursday, coming a week from tomorrow. Cranking comedy at the Palace, at the Palace, at the Palace in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Get your tickets.
$25, man. That's it.
Get your tickets.
So, man, we got a exquisite lineup, man. So, we already got the bands out. So, we got MLB, Major League Band. They're going to be performing. And Serious Company, man. When I tell you two live bands performing, we got four comedians performing.
Get your damn tickets.
We got vendors up there that's going to be in the building. My boy Sean Paul, man, shout out to Sean. It's his birthday. We're going to be turning up over there. And it's a very elegant, grown, and sexy, socially distanced environment, man. It's really nice. It's really nice. You coming through?
Like I said, get your tickets. Get your tickets.
I'm going to put you on the spot. You already know how I'm going to do. So
yeah, you said, what was it, 27?
Yeah, it's 27. So not this Thursday. It's going to be next Thursday. So
Thursday, next Thursday.
Exactly. I'm actually going to my boy's house after this to go get the hard tickets. So if you want hard copy tickets, I can get that to you. If you want to do Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, I can do that as well. Just hit me up on my Facebook, Facebook.com/BYOV1. That's me. Or you can hit join one of our comedy clubs. So I got a Cranking Comedy group. And if you want to join, let me know. We have the latest and greatest upcoming events, especially around the area that you can go to, bring your family to, and enjoy the vibe. If you like this type of vibe, you'll definitely like the type of events that we're going to be bringing to the table. You can also join the BYOV group as well. So I run that group, and I also bring some helpful information, some funny stuff every now and then. But
BYOV,
BYOV one, sir.
BYOV one. Make sure y'all hit that like button and change your follow settings. Make sure you hit them follow settings. You go to the little JoJo, the three dots. Make sure you go to your follow settings and hit that Jonah as your favorite.
Right.
But don't forget to scroll down and hit save or accept or whatever it is. Because I've had several pages that I be a part of that I don't be seeing that shit.
Yeah, so I'm going to be breaking that down too. So
yeah, you got to change your follow settings. And that's for Facebook. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for any of the others.
Yeah.
As far as IG or tweet or, you know, any of the other social medias out there. But I know for sure on Facebook that's what you got to do.
Indeed. So, yeah, helpful hints to see all your pages that you do follow and like. JB has that information as well. So, kicking off, getting right out the gate, man, we're going to talk about a Bitcoin dropping 30%. People are in their chest right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand why you're in your chest right now. This was a sub-penny stock, came out. You know, there was a lot of fuel behind that.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys paid attention, what happened right before the crash? Elon Musk went on Saturday Night Live. You know, news came out, this, that, and so on and so forth. The kind of stock kind of wavered a little bit. Then, boom, hit right to China, really directly affecting the stocks. China saying that, hey, they're not going to accept it as currency, I believe, correct?
No. Now, there are some American institutions that have said, you know, if you got the crypto, they are looking to, you know, have you be able to utilize that said, you know,
Yeah, the currency.
Currency for making purchases and other things like that. I've seen Visa hopped on board. You know, they got the Visa card, you know, backed by crypto now as well.
Yep.
And I think there's one other one that's doing it as well. But I know there, I mean, just be on the lookout, though. I will say this much. As Bitcoin has had its run up and is now coming back down to, you know, I don't want to say it's going to dump, but find its plateau.
There you go.
You've got, you know, I think it's like 24 other cryptocurrencies that are out there,
of course,
that are trading as well.
Right.
Now, I would not expect a huge jump across the board, you know, kind of like how Bitcoin was, but they are going to creep up to that plateau as well. And it's going to be an up and down. With just like with any other stock.
That's the nature of the stock market.
That's what it's going to do.
Literally the nature of the stock market. The stock market doesn't consistently go up all the time. It always dips. Yes. Right? You want to see the consistency of a bull market. And a bull market is basically consistently it gradually going up and up and up and up. Bull market versus a bear market, it's gradually going down, 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 down.
Correct.
You know, so, but it's always, the market's always consolidating. You hear people buy the dip, buy the dip, buy the dip. Okay, so if you buy the dip and it goes down more, what happens? Panic selling happens, which further depreciates the stock.
Correct.
So a lot of people don't, I've studied stock. I'm not a
Well, it's expert. The instant gratification. Right. Just like with other things in life, I mean, they're looking for that instant payout, that instant gratification.
They hopped on the train too long.
And bam.
They hopped on the train a little too late. I mean, you know, if you're buying in big bulk, I mean, if you already have a lot and you made a lot of profit, use the profit and buy more on the dip. But don't take more of your money to put in that. You've already made, if you got early enough in the game, you've already made a profit. Right, you're just mad that it's eating into your profit. If you really believe in the stock, just take the profit that you made when it consolidates. If you're going to buy the dip, and buy it with the profit, not the money that you use to make the profit. Does that make sense? Making money.
Facts.
People don't look at that element. So
facts. And don't forget, you must diversify as well.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to diversify, because you can make something on one and then diversify into, you know, a few more. Because that's ultimately where it's going to be your long-term return.
Right. And diversification is where people lack. Because all people see is the right now. Stocks is not about right now. Stocks is about the future, what's going to happen. And people confuse that. Oh, look at the stock. We should buy this because it's doing so good right now. That's fine. But how is it going to perform, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the line? You know, those are the concerns that people have. So when you're talking about stocks and futures and stuff like that, please keep that in mind. Don't just think that you're going to jump on to the Bitcoin train all of a sudden be rich. It doesn't work like that, unless you got in super early and you dumped a good amount of cash on. If you put $1,000 in a couple months ago, you're in good shape. But if you're not and you're trying to do it now, it's a little dicey. But like you're saying, diversify. So
I think that's Dogecoin that did that.
Dogecoin, my fault.
Yeah, Dogecoin. That's Dogecoin. Now if you got Bitcoin 7 years ago,
right,
10 years ago,
yep,
and you invested, you know, $1,000, $2,000 into it,
yep,
You're fucking fat.
You're right. You're good. You don't have to do too much anything.
Yeah, because I was actually watching some documentaries on some of the people that were a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one young man, actually. I think he was 17, 18 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
His grandma gave him $1,200. Now, don't hold me to it. I think I heard the story's true or not.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But he took $1,200 and invested it into the Bitcoin.
Smart.
And then took said returns and other monies that he was getting and bought more Bitcoin. And if I'm not mistaken, he's 20-something years old now.
Right.
Maybe early 30s at most.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting on a net worth, if I'm not mistaken, it was like $150 million.
Right.
And he's, you know, a part of the Silicon Valley scene and everything else like that.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he was saying, yeah, I got my own security. I got my own, you know, type of shit going on with this and that.
I mean, you're 26 and flexing. There's nothing wrong. I mean, you got millions of dollars. A lot of us ain't got millions of dollars in the bank or worth millions of dollars. So, you know.
And one of the smartest things I heard him say, he was like, yeah, I made my money on that. But if it dips, it's a hit. True.
Right.
But it ain't going to hurt that bad because he's already taken said money off the profit put it into something else.
It's profit. I think
he diversified.
So it's essentially, you know, it's old adage, money makes money doing all that. So we'll talk about that. So next up, we talk about IRS plus up payments, man. That's coming June, July 15th.
Plus up payments. I think is that for the children?
So the children.
Is that they're going to give you like $250, $300 per child?
$300, $500.
Was it every week? I think it was until September.
I don't know. It is like for longer than that. It's a while. I think it's through the year.
I think it was only till September.
Really? They changed it?
I think it was only till September. Well, it might have been November, honestly.
I haven't followed it, but I know that you get like between 300, 500, 800, I don't know, some odd amount for monthly payments that they're giving to you because of the pandemic and COVID and all that other stuff to help the children get up to speed, which is unique. I've never seen nothing like
this. Get up to speed?
Or get...
I think part of that I think is going to be especially for some of the young parents out there as far as, you know, with little children.
Right, right.
And offsetting the cost of food. And then, of course, with everybody trying to get back to work now,
right,
they're going to need help with that initial hit
with the
daycare and the camps and other things like that.
That's
so
big.
Folks can get back into work,
yes,
catch up on some of the bills and other things like that,
right,
so they can get back to being in – pardon me, in that normal routine of things.
That's what I was, thank you, sir. That's why you're on the show, you know, so then he helped me explain some stuff I couldn't explain, but that's exactly, you know, playing catch up. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are playing catch up with the bills. I mean, let's be honest with you, you know, you had to do this to do this. If you had to consolidate, some people lost their jobs, mm-hmm, you know, had to do all these other type of stuff, but you got to find a way to catch up, and that's what the government is trying to get us to catch up, you know, while we're trying to get back out to work. So, you know, they've done multiple things. They've raised the minimum salary requirements.
I think it's going to $950.
$950 or something like that.
$950, which is good. Because, I'm not saying that I didn't want to see the $15, but I'm saying I didn't want to see the $15. and there's a reason for that.
This is true.
There's a big reason for that. And that is, you know, it's got a lot to do with the industry. While, yes, you know, cost of living's gone up and other things like that, but the cost of doing business hasn't changed much either.
It's true.
You know what I mean? While the cost of living has gone up, yes, and unfortunately, we're going to be seeing an increase of across the board as far as what it costs for services, food products, you know, and other things as far as you know, clothing and other things like that.
Right.
Because, you know, as things start moving again, the cost of everything has gone up.
Yeah, people forget about the raw material cost. So there's a raw cost associated with everything that you make, everything that you buy. You know, you got to pay, you know, on that, and then, you know, the taxes on top of that. Taxes are going to go up. You know, everything.
Oh, facts.
It's going to go up. It has to, because we, from the economy's perspective, we've got to be able to catch up all that stuff.
Facts. Yeah, because I mean, we've been spending a lot. I mean, we, you know, as far as a nation is concerned, and you know, it's taxes are gonna go up irregardless.
Right.
While it
inflation.
While it's not going to be a direct like, hey, government's upping taxes, you know, with the minimum wage going up, tax goes up.
There you go.
You know, and then, of course, you know, as raw materials and the cost of products go up, tax goes up.
More money, more problems.
You know, and then also on top of that, you know, we've been spending a lot.
Yeah.
You know, as a nation, uh-huh, you know, especially with the pandemic and everything else like that, you know, it's going to go up. It's going to go up because there's going to be some inflationary standard to that.
But
because we're getting money that, you know, we need it, but we need to be able to supply that on the backside as well.
And I think you hit the point, the nail on the head, getting that money and on the backside. So there is a clause coming in where basically, you know, you have almost $16,000 child care tax write-off.
Mm-hmm.
You got to utilize that, man. If you got kids, listen, I get it. Your old lady or your old man stayed at home to watch the kids because it costs too much. Both y'all got to get out and get a job now because, you know, times are hard. Mm-hmm. Go to the daycare and pay the money because you're going to get it back at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the instant gratification. No, I need my money right now. I want my money right now. Well, mm-hmm, you can get your freedom because you're going to drop the kids off at the daycare, mm-hmm, right? The kids go to the daycare, goes to whoever nanny that you trust, because you got to trust them, of course.
Facts.
To watch your kids.
Facts.
You know, but, you know, a lot of people don't want to go to the traditional daycare because it costs an arm and a leg.
Well, and some when you're talking traditional daycare, are you talking like
your
the kindercares?
Yeah, Miniland, your kinder cares.
And there's a lot that goes into that as well, though, because that's more of a, I don't want to say robust, but it's more of a it's more of a miniature school in itself.
Yeah,
because it's a lot of the time when you drop them off at the neighborhood daycare and other things like that, you know, they're being watched and they're interacting with other kids, but it's not
Bingo.
As structured.
Thank you.
You know, you have you know, with the KinderCare and some of those other places that they got out there, it's more structured. You have, you know, play time, but you're sitting down and they're doing, you know, coordination things, and they're learning their numbers, mm-hmm. and they're talking about the alphabet,
yep.
and they're being creative as well. While, you know, some of the good, you know, neighborhood daycares will do stuff like that.
Right.
It's not a requirement.
I know.
You know, they'll turn on the TV, and as long as they ain't killing each other, that's what it is, and they get fed.
I take it like this. I take it as an investment in the child's development,
mm-hmm.
because think about this. We've been in COVID, and they've been locked in the house with you, and now you have an opportunity to not only get them out with other kids and pay for it, but actually get paid to do it. You just have to pay the money now and wait for it later. And, you know, obviously mm-hmm. that's a strategy that everybody can look at, because people want money in the hand. It feels better. I want the money right. in the hand, not on the back end, because money in my hand, I can trust it. Well, then don't complain about, well, I got to watch these kids all the time, and I got to do all this, and I got to... No, send them to daycare, because they need to interact with other kids. They got to go back and get that. Give them that much. And in return, you get some downtime to chill by yourself. Enjoy your own downtime. Go pick them up an hour or two later on. Let you finish some, you know, errands or whatever you got to run. And then you go pick them up. Everybody's happy. You know, they come home dinner time. They eat supper, whatever. Go to bed. Wake up. We do it again, you know, for 5 days.
Well, one of the other things I wanted to bring up and some of the studies and other things like that that I've been reading concerning the kids
mm-hmm.
is childhood obesity rates are up.
Of course. We're always fat.
Are up. Well, no, not just that, but here in the last year.
Yeah, you can't work out. All the gyms are closed.
No. Child obesity rates are up because they're not at school. Parents aren't forcing them to, you know, go out and be active.
Right.
They're in front of the screen all day. Now, of course, I can understand, you know, if they got to be in front of the screen during the day to get their schoolwork in and other things like that, because it's been distance learning. But send them outside.
Right.
You know, I mean,
even. But to send them outside, somebody's got to watch them. Who's going out there? Exactly.
Homie, though. Yo, I did it as a kid.
Bro, I did it as a kid. I'm in the same era as you. You ain't going to tell me. I just got to play devil's advocate, because there are some people like, I'm not going to go watch it. And then there's single parent houses. There's latchkey kids.
I'm with it.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of factors. And then now there's a lot of people kidnapping. You heard about the doctor?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. What is it? Potomac Healthcare or whatever it was. I forgot. Potomac Pediatric. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Potomac Pediatric had a 71-year-old doctor fondling 2-year-olds, and not one, but a couple of them.
Yeah, that's bro,
what the
that's
what?
Sick.
You can't no. That's I can't sick. Trust nobody with nobody. I'm not.
That's
bro, no,
sick.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is happening. Like, you got to watch your kids. You got to watch them.
Yeah.
You know, with all the, you know, stuff out there, Instagram and YouTube and, you know, all these apps and stuff like that. Like, when, these kids are developing really, really quickly.
But the crazy thing about it is, I mean, with that being said, I mean, some of the nature that's being put out there is more sexual propaganda than it is anything else.
This is true.
Unfortunately, I mean, like what you see, man, the music videos ain't the same like they was back in the day. No. The music ain't the same like it was like back in the day. I mean, you know, the shows that you see on TV,
mm-hmm.
while some of them, some of them are is good entertainment. Some of the other ones aren't so good.
I don't watch a lot of them. You know, I don't watch a lot of TV anymore.
Dude, I got a few shows that I watch in the news. And even the news is a wide net. Right. You know what I mean?
I'll read to get my news, but I'm not going to sit down there and watch the news.
I got to tell you, the only time I'm actually sitting down watching the news is when I'm helping this young man out. He's 80 plus years young, and he liked to watch the news, and I'd be over there doing my thing, helping him out. He put the news on, and I catch some of the stories that come up and whatnot.
That's cool. Y'all kicking it. That's okay.
But other than that, I mean, it's usually, all right, I get that opinion. All right, I'm over here. I got that opinion. Mm-hmm. All right, I got that opinion. Well, let me scroll here real quick. Let me search, see some, you know. Mm-hmm. And it be text, you know, on some of the other ones that, you know, right. be putting their stuff out there, because they're not local here.
Right.
You know, they're overseas, you know, and they're reporting on the same shit, because everywhere around the globe reports on the same shit, just in a different manner. Yeah. And, you know, they all got different sources for the most part.
Well, so, that's why we're here, though. I mean, you know, we're here to report what's going on in the Woodbridge, though. We're here to go on what's going on in the Woodbridge, how we're feeling about it. You know, we're here to bring the people to, you know, to the stage for the Woodbridge audience, because BYOV is all about, you know what I'm saying, being home. This is hometown. At the end of the day, even if anything happens, you know, this is home base for us. We good. Mm-hmm. You know, always want to be able to reach out and help folks from here, because we know how hard it is coming up here. Now, not hard from the sense of, oh, I'm from the ghetto or I'm from the hood. We're not saying that. We are raised a little bit different, right? So, in saying so, you know, being a young African-American man, you know, going through and seeing stuff and having folks on both sides of the fence, mm-hmm. you know, I see a lot of things, right? So you got, you know, coming up and the peer pressures to do one thing or another. Mm-hmm. You know, you got police harassment, because that does happen in this area permanently.
Homie.
You see what I'm saying?
You ain't got to tell me. So I've been...
It's very targeted stuff.
I'm not going to call myself a victim, but I have been, you know,
right.
on the receiving end of said, you know.
So, you know, we'll leave it as such. We're not going to go down that route, but I'm just saying, like, we have our own stuff we got to deal with, because in this area, typically, you have a job that you have to have a clearance. Or you have to be able to get on a base, or you got to be able, somebody has to do a background check. That's so you the can't. Area. That's the area that we. So we essentially have to walk on eggshells to get to the dream. If you had mapped out your life, right. If that makes sense. If you mapped it all out in order to get to the goal, one of the main thing is don't get in trouble. And as soon as you do, it knocks your ceiling down a little bit, or makes it a little bit harder. I'm not gonna say knocks it down, your ceiling down, but it makes it a little harder to achieve your said goal.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got our own things. But everybody's dealing with different things, yeah. Right? So, a little bit about that. So, let's get into the topic for the day, man. We talked a little bit about news. We talked a little bit about that. Weather's breaking. Everything is nice. I always talk about this, man. I always talk about dating. Dating, man. Dating in the new world. Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we got single women, single men. You know, everybody's out there trying to figure out love or not so much. So, my understanding is that, you know, looking at pages and feeds and stuff like that, and you read different stuff, you get different vibes from, you know, news or whatever, Facebook, your Instagrams, your whatever, your snaps, and you see a reoccurring theme. A lot of single women don't go out a lot. Do you feel like that's the case? I'm not looking, but you see a lot of them, well, I'm just going to stay in and focus on me type of memes. That's where I'm getting this information from. I'm going to focus on my energy here, and they're not going out to do these things or in search of their next person. Don't get quiet now, man. We about to get into it.
Homie, I hate to say it, but I can kind of relate with that.
Sir.
Okay. I can kind of relate with that. I'm single.
Okay.
While I'd like to mingle, I'm kind of focusing on me, because I had some things going on that, you know, require me to say, you know what, I'm not trying to put that on somebody else or what has you.
Right.
You know, because, you know, some personal things to deal with.
That's fine. That's
you know, fine. And it's not so much as that I'm not trying to put my baggage on somebody else.
Right, right.
Because everybody got baggage.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
You know what indeed. I mean? It's just, you know, more, I'm like, yo, I need to get this together. I need to get that together.
Mm-hmm.
And while I might not never be ready, I mean, if the opportunity arose, oh, yeah, for sure. I'm gonna talk.
So that's the color around that I'm talking about. So what is the opportunity? What does that look like? So I'm talking one man to another man. What does that look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say said man was single out in the world, or said woman was single out in the world, and they said, you know what, I'm gonna go focus on me. Cool, no problem. You go back in, you focus on me. 5-6 months go around,
mm-hmm.
right? You ain't got Mr. Go to the Box anymore, because you can't go back to toxic. And when I say Mr. Go to the Box, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's not there. It's not on speed dial no more.
Yeah. All right?
So that's done. You have none of that. So now hormones is going everywhere, but you focus. You're doing your job. You're doing what you got to do. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. 5-6 months later, you're looking around like, yo, I'm still kind of focused on me, but you know, I kind of want somebody in my life. How do you go back out into the world? Like, what do you, in your opinion? Because I want to hear from a different
In my opinion, with the new age of doing things, I mean, they've got so many damn dating apps.
Dating which, app? So you yeah. think dating app
no, no,
is
No, 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 no. Hold on. Oh, they've got so many damn dating apps out there that they're trying to rope you into.
Okay.
You know, I mean, they putting everybody on window shop mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Write this about yourself. Do this, do that. Conversation
it
for
takes
the most
like 5
part.
Days if I fill those out, just to let you know.
Right,
it's like
right,
5 days.
Right. And then when you do, you know, at the same time, I mean, it is so easy. I mean, you don't see that person in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If something doesn't grab you right away,
right?
I mean, swipe left. You know what I mean?
We're going right back to instant gratification again.
Right. But that's what it is, though. That's the nature of the business with that shit.
Wow.
Now, when you go out and about and you out in public, you know, the vocalization of your words,
right?
You know,
how you carry yourself,
your small cues, you
know, the intangibles,
right?
Yes,
right.
I get it.
You don't see all that.
Uh-huh.
You don't get the vibe and how they standing there. They doing the Superman pose. are they doing the captain?
They got the good angle. We catfish you?
No. Are they doing the captain leg? You know, leg raise or something like that.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. Hey.
You're not getting all that. And then on top of that, with everything else going on, with you know, now. Vaccinations.
Okay.
You know, that's another thing I hear a lot.
Okay.
A lot of people talking about, well, they ain't vaccinated. I ain't fucking with them.
Well, yeah.
For sure.
Well, yeah.
For sure.
That's a choice. I get it.
Now, some of them are like, yo.
We're putting up more
what
walls.
The fuck?
You know we're putting up more walls. You understand that, right? Like, no.
I'm
no,
not.
No, listen. It's no. It's a consistent no. No. I'm me. I'm focused on me. I'm good. We get it. We get that you can handle yourself. We get that you can provide for yourself. We
Facts.
Get that you can do whatever it is that you do for yourself. We get it. But ultimately, do you want to just be you? Are you that much of a loner that I just want me and focus on me and what I got? I mean, if that's
I would
all
certainly
you, if,
hope not.
If that's all you got, that's not what I want or would want.
I would certainly hope not. I would certainly hope. Hopefully, somebody would want a companion.
Yeah, that's
to
the
go
goal.
Through and make said you know moves together, or you know if you're making your own moves and
bingo.
You reconvene at the homestead to you know mm-hmm. share the bread, you know whether it be food, you know or whatever,
mm-hmm. or knowledge or whatever.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, and you know of course you know get your rocks off and whatnot. Of course. You know what
of
I
course.
Mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. And then go on trips and travel and make those memories, you know, and not be afraid, you know, to you know. Because I think some of that is, you know, long term, you know, after so many relationships, we're like, yo, I'm going to focus on myself. And then it just becomes a habit.
Exactly.
Now
we're talking self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the difference between focusing on yourself and being self-centered. So
right.
a lot of people can't differentiate the two.
Right.
You know, so you please understand what self-centered versus focusing on you entails. Because that's a big, big, big difference, right? So, but like you're saying, like, you got to go out there. And in my opinion, I think a single person has a problem putting themselves out there because they've been through so much and they're not going to settle for less. So, in order to do that, I'm going to sit inside and reserve myself for the person or the energy that comes along that I am attracted to.
But you got to get out there to get there.
Bingo. So it goes back to my question. How
do
you get back out there? Because you're saying dating that swipe left, swipe right. That shit ain't right.
And I'm with it.
I got you. Okay.
I'm with it.
As long as we're on the same page.
I'm with it. Yeah. No, I ain't gonna front on you. I tried to date now.
Mm-hmm.
I tried them. You know, I can carry a conversation. Trust me. I carry plenty of conversation.
I got you.
But at the end of the day, what are you holding on to? I'm not there to write you a novel. I'm there to meet someone and to interact.
But there's an end to that. There's an end to that. So you get on the dating app, you see something, it's the eye catching candy, and then you read about it and you get a smidgen of a vibe. I get that
you
more.
Know, but
you would have to do the texting thing.
But which is no big deal. But
yeah,
then here recently, you know, with the vaccinations, restaurants being closed down.
Oh.
You know,
you don't think people are sliding out during that?
Oh, I know there was plenty of people. There was plenty of people. Hold on. No, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of people. But at the same time, you know, it scared a lot of people with the vaccination
and
the COVID and other things like that.
Yeah.
You know,
particularly women.
Right. They only get sick. A lot of them have.
And I agree.
You know, I mean, same with me.
Yep.
I was caregiving for an elderly gentleman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I wasn't trying to be around a bunch of folk anyway.
Makes sense.
You know, and then my energy is being forced elsewhere, you know, and then while I'm talking on the apps and everything like that, I'm like, yo, I ain't trying to lead nobody on because, yeah, I'm getting some mental rocks off here, but long term, you know, I'm not saying I'm trying to be quick with it, but at the same time, I'm not trying to be sitting here texting you for 3-4 months and not meet with you or not do anything.
So now we're
like
talking
that.
Now we're talking about, you know what I mean? We're talking value. So now we're talking about the value of time and time and dating. So we got to be able to equate this, right? So you have time, and everybody has a precious amount of time.
Facts.
And then you date. You get out of a relationship, let's say you date. You got to invest this said money into somebody. A lot of people are already tight with their money. I know one person for sure, super tight with their money, right? So they don't want to just necessarily take that. You don't necessarily want to just take that information, right? And invest it in any and everybody because you're going to run out of money. As soon as you run out of that money, you see what I'm saying? Then you're like, okay, well, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm losing too much money. Then you start investing time or the currency into a person.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start doing that, I think you then dwindle down your opportunities of finding successful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, I don't think by any means is the dating world easy.
No,
I don't think that.
And as you get older, I mean, you got your prime time, but as you get older, I mean, like you were saying before, you're not trying to waste said time.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, you're trying to get out there and date, but at the same time, you're like, yo, you know. And don't disrespect yourself with, you know, overvaluing your time.
Right.
Because while it is priceless,
right,
you know, you got to get out there and waste a little bit to see what it's about.
Well, I don't even call it wasting. I call it investing.
That's a better word.
Because people don't like that word wasting. I don't. When you get older, you get a little smarter. Mm-hmm. So I'm not said wasting. I'm investing into a potential person, right? How much you invest is up to you. You know, you can invest a couple of dollars, a couple of hundred, or you can say, I'm going to bet the house on this one. Yeah. A lot of times, a lot of us have already bet the house on somebody. If you got a kid with that person and you've been with them for a while, not just like, you know, your little nightly joke, and you've been with them, you have already invested time in that person. You've invested time, energy, your body, your said body. You pretty much put everything into that person. Literally, you put everything into that person, and that person gives you something out. So that's an investment of time, the highest that you can get. Yeah, better than money.
Hopefully, you grow and don't become numb. No,
that's another issue. Yeah, so babies change the dynamic of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
That's another topic we were going to talk about, but you know, we'll hold on to that a little bit. But maneuvering, you know, that whole environment, you know, still staying sexy for your woman, still staying sexy for your man, keeping it all spicy, but you still got the kids running around asking what this, knocking on the door, like, what is this? Listen, I'm gonna tell you what, you knock on my door if you want to, you're gonna learn today. I ain't got time for this, man. Like, there's some things I get upset about. That's what, don't knock on my door. It's bedtime, go to bed. You know what I mean? So everybody it helps with structure, but it helps with the relationship with your partner. If you have you know what I'm saying? If you're saying to the kids, all right, kids, y'all in the bed, don't bother me after 10 o'clock. And then from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, it is y'all time. I think that is a better way of getting to know and understanding a person. Because in that hour every day that you're with that person, you're going to learn if I don't like talking to you, or I love talking to you, or this could be shaky because every time I talk to you, this happens. Or this could be good because every time I talk to you, I feel like this. But you're not going to know unless you really invest that time. And I ain't talking about go out here for a dinner.
See, but the crazy thing is you know, as relationships evolve and other things like that, keeping those cores, the basics, you know, going, talking, you know, I mean, and that's the thing about it with the evolution, kids,
right,
new jobs. Yep. You know, promotions, you know, sometimes, you know, somebody gets hurt,
right,
you know, and has to take time off work or what have you. And then, you know, one of the partners got to pick up an extra job.
Yep.
Or there's a rejection in the lifestyle as far as things that you were able to do before because of said incidents.
Or somebody loses a job.
Or, yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, like, especially, you know, I mean, some of the strain that's going on here recently, you mm-hmm. know, with, you know, whether it be the father or the mother having to, you know, take on, you know, a work from home role mm-hmm. or a live at home role to, you know, watch over said youngins.
Yeah, a lot of women don't want their man working at home. Or, they don't want to see schooling. That much of them.
No, I understand.
I'm just saying.
I understand. It's but, you know, and I hate to say it, that, you know, they would, you know, a lot of people I done talked to done, you know, they done said like, yo, yeah, no more, we gonna have to split, you know, because
yeah. it happens.
You know, they was around each other more. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's yeah. We talked, so Tasha and I talked about that a couple of shows ago, you know, being caught in the COVID in the same environment at the same time, learning a person. That's when you really learn a person, because I'm around you all the time. Yeah. You know, and things like people, I don't know about you, but if I don't like a person mm-hmm. after a while, like things trigger me. Mm-hmm. Like I look at you different, or you smell different, or every time I look at you, I just get this in my stomach. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, and it's whether or not you choose to acknowledge that or not. Because the adverse effect is you go out here and you go single, and then you ain't got nobody, just you and the kids. So I'm good. I'm gonna stay over here. That's not cool. And everybody's
well,
not.
That's not system. Healthy either.
Yeah, that's the hell.
That's not healthy either. I mean, you know, self gratification. While you know that'll get you by for a while, you're missing out on a lot of the emotional connection.
Yeah,
you're missing out. You know, even on, you know, just a pure platonic situation in mm-hmm. some instances. You know, you could have a good guy friend or a good girlfriend. You know, that's platonic, and you stop hanging out with them as much because you're like, yo.
Pause. Let me go right there right now. Can a man and or a woman have a platonic best friend
friendship. Yep.
That looks amazing? Yes or no?
Hell yeah.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
I'm asking. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Hear my question again. No. Don't ask her quick.
Now you saying that looks amazing.
That looks amazing. That like.
As far as I don't like them being friends.
They're friends. They're like friends. They just grew up amazing. They're like, oh man, they grew up into be a nice looking person. But that's their friend. They knew him for whatever.
And they're friends.
And they're friends.
What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't like it. Though.
There isn't anything wrong with it. Hold on. Because I know where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So while yes, you can be friends.
Mm-hmm.
You can be friends. Now, yet again, as your life evolves and other things like that, and you bring in a significant other or a girlfriend or other things like that, is in the nature of said people to have some jealousy, to have some issues, you know, whether it be comfortability or other things like that. Now, I'm not saying everybody.
Well, listen.
I'm not saying everybody.
The word jealousy very, very carefully because people don't like that word.
Hey.
I would say uncomfortability. Or I don't know how else to put it.
Hey, a spade's a spade, homie.
You ain't gotta
look. You can word it the way that you need it. Yo, JB gonna keep it raw with you. So,
I get it.
So when people
I'm the same
get
way.
When people get jealous, all right.
But JB,
now this is JB.
You can't do that.
Let me speak. Now when we get uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
With said friendships and whatnot, of because I've even had some instances where I've been friends with dudes,
mm-hmm.
and because I have a good relationship with them, and they're like, "Yo, why can't you talk to me like that?" And it's like, "Hold on, that's my bro, mm-hmm. or that's my homegirl." Mm-hmm. You know, I do talk to you. It's just a different dynamic
mm-hmm.
over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that I'm trying to hide anything from you. It's right. Just said conversation never came up. I ain't think nothing of it. Or anything like that, or we had that conversation just on our level, you know. That's what it is.
I'm gonna tell you this, and this is my own dealings with things that I've dealt with. You got to be very careful what you say. So I'm a very blunt and brash person. You know, I'll say this is what it is, and that's the truth. So you can't get mad at me. But everybody is like, "What's wrong with you?" So I'm mad at you, you know. But because it's not how you know, it's not what you say is how you say it. So you got to kind of, because you know, if it's a woman, you're speaking to a woman or whatever the case is, you really better be able to articulate where you're coming from or it's not gonna go good. Because
I think
one,
I did pretty good.
I think you did. You did okay.
hey.
Except for the word. It was just the word. It's the word jealousy. Because you said jealousy. I guarantee you, as soon as you say jealousy, they shake. Anybody jealous? You know who I am? And it starts a whole different tangent.
Jelly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
they shaking.
They like jealousy. Like who? Like yeah. You don't know what this is. Blah blah. Now we gotta go into this. Like oh my gosh, here we go. Yeah. Blah blah blah. You know who I had? And I'm like oh my gosh. I was yes, you are very pretty. There was a wrong word.
Would you bring the peanut butter for you made it sticky?
I'm just saying, man. It's you just got to be careful how you word things. I think that's very helpful. But a lot of people are like, oh, that's not keeping it real. Yeah, well,
hey,
you
know,
got to understand who you're dealing with.
You're right, though. You are right,
though. You got to understand who you're dealing with.
With some people that would, you know, spark yet again.
A lot of women. A lot of women think that.
Well, maybe that's what I'm saying. I keep surprised.
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying.
Hey, like, I'm just pointing it out. I mean, you brought it up, so you know what I'm saying? You're probably right.
But, I mean,
because I can't. I mean, I understand where you're coming from with, you know, how you say, because, you know, you word things.
Right.
And I mean, and that's just, like I said, I seen the spade, so I called it a spade.
All right. And for guys, so for my guy talking to another guy, that's another thing that we do have. The pride word is very, very tough to swallow.
Oh, that shit sucks.
That's not easy.
Dealing with said situations that I've had here recently, you know, pride has been something that's been on my shoulder. Like, like, I mean, and it's something that I've had to say, you know, look, I'm going to take this chip and I'm going to eat it.
Right.
Because I'm not giving it to nobody else, you know, and I had to swallow my pride.
Right.
You know what? And that's a very hard thing as a man that has, you know. I mean, just as a man who's, you know, done his best to provide and other things like that, you know, that's something hard to do.
Yeah, it is. Because you're literally saying, okay, that's my bad. You got this stripe. You're winning. But we're taught to dominate. We're taught to dominate a lot of different things. Like a lot of women want an alpha male, you know. So in order to do that, you have to go out and dominate whatever it is, whatever the case is. You got to go out and do all what you need to do and then conquer and bring it back. So if you're in a relationship and you're wrong and you're sitting here and you know you're wrong, because a lot of times I've done it before, you're wrong. No, you're wrong, but they're arguing. But you know what? I don't care right now because we going to end because I'm going to win because I'm a dominant person and this is what it is. And then you can switch it up with words. You can add a little flavor here. Oh, no, to kind of divert and stuff like that. I've done it before. I have. And I had to catch myself, you know, back in the day. I'm like, oh, you know, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that I did that. A lot of men are not able to do that or don't want to do that. I mean, whatever the case is, it's not getting done.
Yeah.
And that is a turnoff because now, you know, in my opinion, your lady can't communicate with you. If she's right, she feels that you actually accept what she's saying and willing to make said changes or just acknowledge it. Or B, you know what I'm saying? Like, she has to go talk to somebody else because you're not listening.
Yeah.
You know, it's a
communication
little,
is key.
Right. So if she steps out on you because you're not talking, I like communication. Communication is good. You know, I'd rather being like, yo, you ask too many questions. Then you sitting there like, you don't ask enough questions. I don't know what you're doing.
Facts.
Because I think that's the worst place. When she's staying there in mystery, she's thinking about something else. You know what I'm saying? It may be someone else or multiple people else.
Oh, shit.
You don't know.
Hot damn.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying.
Oh, SummerSlam.
But yeah, getting right back to it, you know, dating, I think, is it takes a different form now to go out there. The mandate has been lifted. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
No more masks.
Is that in Virginia?
In Virginia, buddy. If you've been if you're in Virginia, you've been vaccinated, you do not have to wear a mask.
Oh,
that means
man.
Whoever's line had like 10 or 11 may go down to 5 because you done seen their face for real. And their grill. And it may be all jacked the fuck up. It's not good. But it is good. But it's not good.
Hey, I'm happy to see people's face again.
I am too. Now, I want to know what I'm walking into.
Now, I know they say if you are in close quarters, you still should kind of, you know.
Social distance. I mean, I'm going to practice it everywhere, you know. I'm going to be like, listen, social distance, everything. Just back up.
Hey, guess what? I've been practicing it my whole life.
No, we can't do that. You gotta let the women in, JB.
I do.
Oh, see.
Oh, I do.
So, what are you doing? Are you practicing social distance? Or are you letting the women in? Which one is it?
I'm selective. I'm selective.
Okay, selective, sir.
Yeah,
you got it, man.
I'm selective. You select? Because the thing is, I know what runs around, and that's not knocking anybody down or anything.
Oh my God.
I just pay attention to the health department. And let me tell you what. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if you're going to do anything, man, when it rains, wear your raincoat.
Listen, man. I love it, dude. Rock your confidence. You know what I'm saying? Listen, most beautiful thing on a person, confidence to me. You know, if you feel it, and realistic, not over the top confidence, but that confidence in your swag. Listen, I know women, y'all done gained the COVID weight, but we like the COVID weight.
Newsflash. COVID weight.
I'm just saying, newsflash. Most of us like a little on that.
Me, I'm all about the summertime thickums. Yeah. Hey, you could be slim thick too, but I love me some thickums.
Oh man.
They call that steakums.
Steakums.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You good? You good with the steakums? Oh my gosh. Listen, man. I know there's a lot of women who's trying to get summertime fine, but you're going to get what you get. You know, some are summertime fine right now, but a lot of them are like, you're going to get what you get. This is what it is.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. And there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Be who you are.
Shit. Yep. Yeah. Just get back out there without your mask, though. Take your mask off.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Please take your mask off.
Because we don't want no misunderstandings. And I guarantee you there's been quite a few misunderstandings.
Oof.
It's what it is, though. Craig and Comedy, man, May 27th. Come out, join us at the Palace Nightclub in Woodbridge, Virginia. Four comics, going to be absolutely funny. Alex Scott's going to be there as well. Again, along with three others. We also have two bands, Major League bands, going to be there. And also, Mature Clientele.
Get your tickets.
Oh, man, $25, man. Venmo, we got Cash App. We also got Zelle. We can do, in-person meetup with the cash. I can meet you personally. We can do all that type of stuff.
Hey, y'all doing e-tickets or are they only hard?
No, we got e-tickets too. So I got it set up. You can visit the Eventbrite page. You can go log in over there, go get a single ticket, buy them individually. You can go through me as well. We can get the table. Table go for $100. Regular tickets go for $25 a piece.
Hey, with the table, how many partners can they have at the table?
You can have four.
Oh, ladies, you hear that? Fellas, y'all hear that?
Four.
You know, couples who are friends, you hear that? You can have a double date. Mm-hmm. You can get your girls together. You can get your fellas together.
Indeed.
Remember, it is, what's the age limit, 21 and up?
Man, we going 30, bro.
That's 30. What I'm talking about.
Man,
now, this is for the mature, the mature-ish crowd.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And
life.
What's the dress code?
Man, listen, you want to dress, you're casual. You're casual. It's not business attire. It's not It's not necessarily business cash. You can go business cash if you want. It's up to you. You can go a level down. You can just go casual. Some jeans and a nice little shirt. Throw it on there. If you want,
we can wear the sneaks.
You can wear the sneakers.
Okay, cool.
We just want to create the environment of a more mature atmosphere. Now, a lot of other parties and stuff that going on, they can't necessarily say that. You're gonna have your 21-year-olds running around playing with Legos and shit, and you know you got your little 25-year-olds trying to run in and fight you. And she's like, no. 30 and up, we out you. Now there are some exceptions that we have made, for the mature people, because again, we know the area. My team big, we out here, man.
Yeah,
man. Shouts out to DJ INC. They should be in the building the DJ. So, bro, we ain't playing, man. Sounds going in, so we already got that going on. Shout out to the band. We ready to rock and roll. We ready to rock and roll.
30 and over.
Get your tickets.
Table of four going for a hundo.
For a hundred.
And individuals, I think you said it was what, 25?
25. We also got VIP 25. Table with bottle service and stuff like that. You can either hit me up or hit up Sean Powell on Facebook. We're more than happy to get you that information. Actually, just had somebody send me over some other information on another table, man. Tables are going quick.
May 27th.
Tables are going quick. We got the
be there at the Palace.
We got the couches, man. The leather couches are really, really nice.
Remind me of the hookah lounge.
They got the hookah too.
Oh,
bro! When I tell you, we got the hookah lounge. We got the cocktail waitresses. You know, we got the leather couches. You got the tall stage. Social distance. You got stiff drinks. You know what I'm saying? Good food. You know.
I encourage y'all to put the phones down and enjoy.
I'm just saying, that's all we want to do.
Yeah.
Last show or the first show, the first kickoff, first Cranking Comedy of this Cranking Comedy series, absolutely fun. Dudes were absolutely funny. Alex Scott is a funny dude. Everybody that came on, Doug Scott, funny cat. You know, the Orange Ordeal over there, man, funny cat.
Nice.
It was a really good vibe. You know, and now that we're adding more to the lineup, giving more to the people, You know, and all we did was go up $5. It went, it's $25. It was $20 before. Now it's just $25 because we added a live band. That was approved. So we're good.
I know, that's right.
So we're good, man. So it's a awesome. Good vibe. Absolutely. So we got that going on. If you're interested in becoming a vendor, please let me know. Hit me up. Again, BYOV1, the number one, on Facebook. Hey, Alex, hey, Prussia. You know, I'm trying to get a table. I'm trying to be a vendor. You can get two vendor spots. I believe we have four left. You can get two vendor spots for $75 apiece, being $150. Or you can just pay the $100 and be your own vendor. We got, again, four spots left for that. So that's going to be good. I think we already have four or five vendors already in there. I'm going to get the hard copy tickets after this. And run, man, I've been running. You know, making a few moves.
Nice.
Plus your 9-to-5s. So there you go.
Oh, no, that's right.
Man, you gotta make it happen. But it's for the people, man. You know, we got to do what you do. Miss Natasha, we out there. Miss you. Hope you come back soon. She was supposed to call in. I don't think she called in. That's cool.
I look forward to seeing her.
Yeah, I mean, she ain't seen in a while. She got to tell her about the whole excursion and everything that's going on.
I know, right?
Man, have you seen the tickets to go to Miami?
No.
Bro. Not that I say I got the bread to go right now.
Now, I did, you know, go ahead and, you know, I went ahead and, you know, estimated out how much it would cost for me to get down to, you know, some of the, what is it, Puerto Rico?
Mm-hmm. I looked at Puerto Rico, too.
Dude, it's like $250.
I already know. And up. That's on the low end. We're talking Spirit. $250. That's, no, it was $260 for Spirit, sir. Yeah. I know that for sure. I Googled it on the way home. Well, I think it was Sunday night.
Yeah, John was like $250 round trip.
Yeah. Well, it was Spirit. You know, Spirit has to add on the other $100 for your bag, because, and then the other $100 coming back. And then they charge you for air. They charge you for food. They charge you to walk. They charge you to sneeze. They got all these other damn charges.
Did it really?
I don't know. What? Who cares? I fucking hate Spirit. I hate Spirit.
Dude, all right. So the one that
and
I...
And Frontier is the worst.
Look, the one
it's
that...
Frontier and then Spirit.
The one that I looked at... House. Now, this was... this we're talking like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the prices now. Now, the one... Now, $250 was the low end, and that was coming out of BWI. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, coming out of BWI a month ago, riding like Delta or American or something like that, it was like $325.
Yep.
And that was everything.
Price
that,
going up.
That was no extra charges or anything like that. You had one bag.
Price goes up.
You know what I mean? And I was like, yo.
You might as well pay the price, because you're going to pay it in baggage fee. If you ride Spirit, you're going to pay them baggage fee, because you got to pay going down and then returning. So it's like 60. So it's a $120 off rip. And that's one of these garbage seats. So if you're paying $150, add $120 to that. So you know what I'm saying? You're already looking at what?
That's what?
$370. There you go. Yeah. So you're right up there with Delta and Spirit. It just looks different. It's the optics of everything.
Well, $270. $300. Let's just say $300.
No, more than that. He's going to run you. So I do want to go to Puerto Rico. I do want to go to Miami. I did take a trip recently to a spot. You know, absolutely beautiful. I encourage people just get out and go drive. Man, when's the last time you went to, like, the Luray Caverns and stuff like that, like out there?
Let's see here. I just went on the... on the what's that drive down there? The
Safari?
No, the
Skyline.
Skyline. Yep. Yeah, I've done Skyline Drive 3 times here in the last 6 months.
Dope.
Yeah. Facts.
That's a nice little. See, people
just recently here, like 3 weeks ago.
People be forgetting that we got hidden gems all over, bro. So listen, if fellas, if you looking for something different to do and you want to be social distant, man, go take a drive west. Just go west.
Yo, they got plenty of trails out there too.
They got Luray Caverns. Listen, man, you in the caverns, you can go play hide and go get it. Nah. That's the plan, man. You play hide and go get. Okay, yeah. Don't go too far because you get lost.
Oh, dude, they got some, some tight shit down there. Yeah.
You get the zip line and everything. You know, you can take little pictures and your selfies and stuff like that. Definitely on the bucket list to do. So, yeah, absolutely, fellas, if you want to do that, you can go slide down there, bring a little picnic basket or something like that. Boo, she don't think you special. You know, you special. Anyways, it is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we definitely appreciate you guys stepping in today. What I do want to tell you, so next week, Tasha should be back on the show. We'll be welcoming her back. Thank you so much. Also, we will be giving away a free God is Dope t-shirt. Ladies and gentlemen, God is Dope has sent me a t-shirt. Thank you very much. I will unwrap it. Do something simple, clean, very, very nice. So, it is a size small. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like a chance to win this t-shirt, hit me up and let me know. I'll also be doing another giveaway for a ticket to Crankin' Comedy on May 27th. Absolutely. The day is a Thursday before Memorial Day weekend. So don't act like you, I got to work, man. All you got to do is do Thursday, get through Friday. You good for 3 days. So it's going to be an excellent, excellent show. I'm going to pose a question in my BYOV group.
Hey, did anybody get them other ones?
Yeah. So I had two winners on the other one. Wendy won the first one on the radio show, and another young lady won one on the other show as well. So I'll be giving those to them. They got hard copy tickets. I already talked to the team, so we're good. I'll be doing another one on the page before that, and it's a giveaway for another ticket for a free entry to the Cranky Comedy event on May 27th. But I'll let you guys know the question. So just tune in to do all of that. That'll be fun. So I'll have a t-shirt giveaway, a ticket giveaway, something to give back to the people. And then next week, we'll have Tasha on, and we have a very, very special guest, Ms. Tiffany Armedian. She's going to be talking about all the holistic energies and all these type of things. Get that full, feel good about, what's going on in your life. Spiritual guidance, so to speak, or, some reassurance and things of that nature. And it was very enlightening. I did go and support her one time. Very, very good. She's very good at what she does. And again, I'm a person with apprehension.
Nice.
I go in there with very apprehensive. I'm not in a combative way, like I'm not going, this is not going to work. But in a sense of where, let me go ahead and just be unbiased, not say anything and hear what I hear. Let me see what it, because I've been curious about, medians and stuff like that and energy readings. Very interesting stuff, though. I will say that.
Nice.
So we'll have that next week. I'll get her queued up. Again, you will see the BYOV marketing and advertisement. The only reason I didn't do it this week, because we have other things going on. Plus, we had other events happening. So you guys will see me cross-marketing. Natasha will be back on the show. I'll send you all the information this afternoon, later on this evening, possibly tomorrow. And please, if you have not, like, subscribe to my BYOV page or the Cranking Comedy Club. If you don't know, hit me up. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You guys have a blessed night. We'll talk to you guys later, man. Happy hump day. It's not wet, so enjoy the night out. Cheers. Go.
M-E-T-R-O. With the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see, you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see, you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure.
I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's schedule. I ride by my lonely, cause these